Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's bring in the head of education for DexaFit Asia, James Yeo, because James is the one that put me through this scan. And James, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Great to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us. And we can see it. Not only can we see you, but also we can see the actual scanner that I was on for about, it was only about 10 minutes as it moved over me and took this this X-ray. First off, after you had my session with me, were you feeling sorry for me? You can be honest.
Yeah.
Were you like, oh,
I think,
man,
pretty much a lot of fun during our session.
Were you like, oh man, that guy's got no hope whatsoever. You should just give it up right now. Okay, take us through what is DexaFit, because I'm quite sure that many of our listeners and our Facebook Live viewers have heard about these body scans. There are several places that it can be done around Singapore, and you've started your company here last fall, around August or so, right? So talk to us, what is a body scan?
So DexaFit Asia actually holds a whole host of gold standard physiological tests. So then we actually do quite a bit of different body composition-based tests or metabolic tests or cardio fitness tests. So the one that, Glenn, you're talking about is, of course, the DEXA scan. Mm-hmm. It is a medical-grade body composition scan that can access health markers like your bone mineral density, your visceral fat, your lean mass, and your body fat percentage. Mm. Yeah. So the really cool thing about a DEXA scan that differs itself from the ones that you're using in the gym is that it's globally known as the gold standard currently. It offers about 3% of margin of error, which means that if you were to go on to a DEXA scan today, you'll be able to see a highly accurate result of your own body. And like you've shown on the picture just now, you can see the yellow, the red, and the blue. Yeah, so that gives you, the audience, or you, the client, an idea of how your body looks like on the inside. So then you can see both your body composition and the health markers that goes along with it. Mm. Cool.
I wasn't, yeah. And so when I came off of that, I know I got to lose some weight. I got my own COVID-19 right here, right around my waistline, right? That, unfortunately, many of us have put on a few pounds, a few kilos over the past year. But I think generally speaking, after we were done with the whole process, I was actually encouraged by the fact we looked not only at the DEXA scan, but also the VO2 max, you know, testing our lung capacity and our resting metabolic rate and things like this. And, you know, once you have data like that, James, it's really, I think, possible to make some good decisions about what you're going to do with your exercise, your eating, your health in general, right?
Right. So I think we had a whole discussion about it during our session on Friday, right? When you talk about data is really not very useful unless you can actually use and do something about the data. And the really cool thing about being in DexaFit Asia is that when you come and do a test with us, we actually sit down with you to talk about your data and we look at how to make good directions along with it. So for the listeners who are over here, probably have never seen Glenn run before, but I had the secret privilege to do this.
I'm not sure we can actually call it running on your treadmill. It was more like gasping for air.
Great, man.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for being generous.
So with these data, right, with what Glenn did on the VO2 max, he can actually see his heart rate data, along with understanding the fuel utilization during the session of his runs. So then taking that data along with him, he can look at the heart rate that he's running and understand what type of fuel he's using and then add in more of those fuel into the diet. So then you're looking at a comparison between carbohydrate and fat and then repersonalizing it towards your own fitness.
Yeah.
Okay, so a question I have for you is, because there are so much that goes on with health. Like, we read all these things, like, this is healthy, this is unhealthy. Mm. So, like, right. Do you also give, like, recommendations on what's healthy for each body that's going through it? Because I know that for me, like, similar to Glenn, I gained my COVID.
XX.
XX.
XX, not XX.
Yeah, like, I've been going out, we go to the train and I'm twice a week, and I'm just like, I can't believe I ate so much ice cream. So do you guys customize the recommendation based on that, on based on each body, on what's correct? Because I know that for me, it is very overwhelming, the whole experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So typically, we try to understand what our clients' goals are. So when Glenn came in at first, the first thing that I asked him is, do you have a certain goal that you want to manage or maintain? And then from there, we run through the whole test. During the post-consultation, what we do is we go back to the client's goal first. So for example, in Glenn's case, of course, he wants to lose weight. So then we personalize all the results that we receive in terms of his data towards his goal so that we can give him good directions. Yeah, does that answer your question, Yasmin?
Yeah, but like I'm asking with regards to like even like recommendation on food, right? Because like I think both Glenn and I would even know like, oh yeah, eat healthy. Cool. Thank you very much for that wonderful advice, right? Yeah.
So then in that scenario, then usually we are looking at the resting metabolic rate test. Typically with a resting metabolic rate test, we can figure out what kind of energy levels your body needs in order to maintain its general function. So then along with that, we try to understand your exercise and movement history. And from there, try and figure out what is your total daily energy expenditure, or rather your energy output itself. So from there, we understand between your resting metabolic rate to your total energy output, there is a slight window of opportunity. And that becomes your window of opportunity to lose that COVID weight that you're talking about, which everybody is having a bit of a problem right now.
Go ahead, James.
So with that, we kind of can create something that is slightly more more sustainable, more safe in that sense. But at the same time, we recognize that most of our staff are not immediate nutritionists nor dietitians, so we don't actually plan a whole nutrition plan for you. But we give you very good and safe guidelines to make sure that you have a good direction to work with. If let's say you're gonna plan these numbers into MyFitnessPal and stuff like that, at least you have very strong directions to go with. Yeah. So this reduces the amount of worry about like does it have to be a very good quality of food? Do I start to say goodbye to my life outside? Can I continue having my business buffets? And you know, sometimes people are just very afraid of that, right? But with good numbers, good data, and then collectively with good direction, you can now go back to enjoying yourself, yet at the same time, make sure that you're still getting towards the goal you're looking for.
We're talking with James Yeo, the head of education at DexaFit Asia. For those of you who are on Facebook Live, you can see the DEXA scan in their Novena medical suite. Those of you on the radio, sorry, you'll just have to imagine what it looks like or get onto their website later. But James, as you are talking now to many people since last August when you opened here, what are the general concerns that people have, and what are you seeing in terms of levels of fitness when people come in?
So we are very thankful that most of our clients, who come in, they usually have a few main goals. The first one that we usually hear is that our clients are very curious about how their body is working currently. And so they come in because there's a sense of curiosity that they want to fulfill. So then they would pay us to help them to do all the measurements. And then from there, we try and figure out what their fitness is like and create a goal setting for them. The next group, of course, are people who are trying to lose weight. They want to figure out a good general guideline. So then people who come to visit us, they are looking for accuracy. They're looking for answers. They want to reduce the guesswork because they want to figure out where is their body at right now. And we want to help them to create the answer. The third group that we generally see are the more active individuals who are trying to perform better. So then it would be people who are trying to finish a really long race, maybe from marathons, maybe from cycling and stuff like that. Or they are just trying to get their overall fitness to the next level. So then they will come here, they will want to do things like their DEXA scan, they want to do things like their VO2 max to figure out where they are in terms of their performance. And then they want to find out how they can optimize that whole scenario.
All right, I love that. So a question I have for you is, what are the common mistakes that when people come to DexaFit, like, have? Like, what is the misperceptions that they might have that, like, really affect them and mess them up from getting either to the peak performance state or for them to hit their health goals?
Right. So I guess one of the, because we are a measurement center, right? If you think about it, it can be quite scary to actually want to do a measurement. Because it's like going into an exam when you are trying to do your O-levels and you study so hard, and the last thing you want to know is, how am I going to do for my O-levels? What am I going to get for my L1, R5? You know, and that can be a very scary experience altogether, right? But the good news is that when you come to DexaFit Asia, the one thing that we do is that we make sure this is a safe space to share about your results. We make sure that this is a good place for us to engage about these things. Very often these numbers can be very, can feel like a rude awakening. It feels as if it's something you have to face reality to. But at the same time, if you don't do something about it, then you're just letting it continue to snowball. Mm. So then we are pretty much at that point where we want to help you to reduce the snowball, make sure that you're ready, and make sure that entering into that new stage of execution doesn't feel too scary. It doesn't feel too daunting on you. Yeah. So hopefully that kind of reduces that whole I don't want to do a measurement feeling.
Yeah, because for sure.
It's one of those things where you don't want to do a test, but we want to help you to get through that fear and then make sure that you can get to the next level.
Yeah. AB Terrence is weighing in on Facebook Live, James, mm-hmm. and he's got a great question, which is, what is the difference between the DEXA scan and the 3D scan? Because I did a 3D scan as well.
Right. So the DEXA scan really measures the inside of your body. You're looking at things like your body composition, your bone mineral density. You're looking at things like your health markers, visceral fats. Yeah. Whereas on the 3D, you are looking at the outside of your body. So DEXA, you're looking inside. On the 3D, you're looking at the outside. So imagine yourself using a tape measure to measure yourself from the neck all the way down to your calves. So that gives you a good measurement of your whole body. Along with that, the 3D measurement allows you to look at your postural analysis. Because then what we do is we kind of create a 3D mold of yourself, where we can look at your posture from the front and from the side to figure out what kind of posture differences you may or may not have. So we have seen people who have hip issues or shoulder issues who tend to lean towards one side of their body. Mm. Or we have seen that there is a little bit of a shoulder drop when they are looking at their results. And then on the other hand, we have seen people who are super symmetrical. So then they're very happy with how they look on the graph when the 3D results comes out. Yeah.
I got to say, mine looked more like a 4 or 5D than just 3. I added a couple D when I saw my scan.
I think one thing to think about is, like, you talk about posture in general. But how is posture important for someone's health? Because I discovered that quite recently, that actually how important posture is to us. Yeah. I didn't realize it was mm-hmm. a thing. So I'm pretty sure you have more insight on that, James, you could share with the audience. Like, you know, why is posture important for us to improve? Because, like, I also, like you, Glenn, have terrible posture.
Yeah.
I guess with regards to posture, the good news is that it doesn't pose an immediate risk to health, in the sense where you're not going to get into a cancer scenario, nor are you going to get into a health scare scenario. But when you have a compromised posture, you compromise performance at the same time. So then you might find that you're aching a lot more around your shoulders, you might ache a lot more around your back, or if, let's say, you were to be running, you might find that you're limited in terms of how far you can run per step. Mm. Yeah, you might be able to find that you have a little bit of imbalance here and there that might affect your daily functions. So then that kind of affects your daily quality of life per se. Right. Yeah, so improving your posture directly then improves the amount of quality of life, whether in terms of movement or exercise, and allows you to make sure that you are slightly more flexible, which therefore reduces the amount of general ache you feel.
Mm. James, when we did my scan, it was you know, four different tests. It was, I mean, very complete. Right. All the data, all the analytics, and then the consult with you afterward on lifestyle, food, exercise, nutrition, all that. What is this typical package going to cost for people that want to do this and make this investment in trying to figure out how they can get back to a better state of health?
Right. So are you looking at the single test, or are you looking at doing all four?
Well, you know, I guess you can break it down however you want. But, you know, if for somebody to come in and
like the starting price of, like, how much is it going to cost? Because, like, people are going to be like, oh, I'm so scared. Like, what is the price range?
Right.
A few thousand, a few hundred.
No, it's not going to be 3,000. The good news is that it's relatively affordable to a certain extent. The lowest premium we have is the 3D scan. So that costs $69. So you then can invest on understanding what your posture looks like and understanding how the outside of your body looks like. Following that, we have the resting metabolic rate test. That is the test that helps you understand your energy levels at rest. And then after that, we can try and help you figure out your exercise and your movement and figure out what is your total daily energy output. Yeah. So that will cost you about $149. And then for the VO2 max test that Glenn ran, that will help you figure out in terms of your heart and lung health. Along with that, you figure out what type of fuel you're using, whether carbohydrate or fat during exercise. So that will basically, the investment for that will be $209. And our flagship would be the DEXA scan, which helps you to figure out your body composition at a gold standard level, so 3% variance. Yeah, so that would be at an investment of $309. So the total cost of everything, total cost of everything would be about $700. But we have 4-in-1 package that costs you about $662.40. Yeah.
That's actually, given all of the time and effort you put in to my session yesterday, I have to say that is far below what I would have expected.
Yeah. Right.
In terms of
I think people also I think it's also not, I wouldn't say it's expensive, and I'll say why. Mm-hmm. It's because I know that with health, if you go to the doctor, if you have all these side effects, that's talking about thousands of dollars. So a few hundred to be able to have that prevention in place. And one thing to also going back to the posture thing is posture is also really important for breathing. And breathing is also very much correlated to confidence. So one of the cheapest things to do is if you can go figure that out and improve it, you're probably also going to have side effects in your job and your career because you got more comfortable and more confident.
Right.
So actually, I find it quite a bargain as an investment.
So the one question that came up from Aloysius Lee is any side effects? This will be our last question. There is a slight amount of radiation, right? But it's like less than an X-ray, isn't it?
Right. So the amount of radiation that's coming out from a DEXA scan is typically in equivalence to about 4 bananas. So that's way lower than if you were to try and do an X-ray test and things like that. But of course, as with any medical tools, we don't want, we try to reduce the amount of radiation usage across the board because radiation is transmittable across individuals, and therefore you don't want to rack up those numbers on purpose.
Yeah.
So, of course, we do recommend you to come and do a DEXA scan, but we don't recommend you to do it every single day. Yeah.
James, so go ahead.
Yeah, what we usually do is we get you to do a DEXA scan maybe once every 8 to 12 weeks, and then from there we help you to figure out the journey as a whole.
Got it. James, where can people find you if they want to know more about DEXAFIT?
Right. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or even on our website at DEXAFITASIA.com. So if you are on Facebook or Instagram, you can find us at DEXAFIT Asia.
All right, James Yeo, Head of Education, DEXAFIT. Thanks so much, James, for being with us today. Thanks for putting me through my paces. All right. Thanks, James.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.